Beijing, I was living in Vancouver and working as a TOEFL teacher.
在我来如今前几年我在温哥华在教托福的考试。
Since I was single and living at home, I only had myself to support and pretty much had no financial burdens.
那个时候我是单身住在家里，没有什么财务的负担，所以只需要管好我自己。
So I decided to support some meaningful causes.
所以我决定支持一些有意义的活动。
I will look at the charities that I come across and decide which ones burden me and which ones I would like to support.
所以我就过了一遍这些慈善机构，看哪些我觉得有负担，就决定支持哪些。
It's a bit like shopping and it's kind of fun.
就像去购物一样，可能更好玩一点。
So at one point, I was spending $200 a month to support four different missionaries.
所以到最后，我每个月花$200来支持四个传道士。
It was Canadian dollars. Sorry, yeah. So most mission organizations require their staffs to raise their own salary.
这里面就是大多数拆船组织都会要求他们的员工自己来筹集资金。
For example, a friend of mine with whom I went to college group with back in Vancouver, he was working for Campus for Christ.
比如当时就是在温哥华的时候有一个朋友他们在这个基督校园里面施工。
And his salary came from his going around to his friends and family in different churches and asked for their financial support.
他的工资是这么来的，他就去挨个从亲戚朋友教会去募捐，就是一点点的。
Some give $20 a month, some give $50 a month, some give maybe $100 a month.
有的给20，有的50或者100。
And if he has enough people, maybe he can have a $2,500 salary.
如果他能找到足够多的人的话，他的工资可以到$2,500一个月。
While I have a lot of respect for these people, I do remember thinking to myself that was not something I was prepared to do.
在我很敬重他的同时，但我的确记得我对我自己说这事儿我做不了。
I couldn't bring myself to go around and ask for money.
我不愿意去亲自去开口向别人去要钱。
Nor could I accept the instability of that kind of income.
我也接受不了这种就是收入的这种不稳定。
Because people can pull out any time.
因为人民可以随时说我不给你钱。
And I thought to myself, when I join ministry, I will not join an organization which requires me to raise my own salary.
所以我就对自己说，当我加入这个做主的事工的时候，我是不愿意去加入这样的组织，要自己去筹钱。
That way I can spend all my time on ministry instead of fundraising.
这样的话，我宁愿把我的所有的时间花在事工上，而不是说去找钱。
I had some conversations with these kind of people, with people who live this kind of life of faith.
我曾经和这样和这些就是过着信心生活的人交流过。
And here's what they said.
他们说
You haven't witnessed the power and the provision of God yet until you start living this life of faith.
只有当你开始过这个信心生活的时候，你才能见证上帝的能力和供应。
So I have so much respect for these people and I wonder what it will be like to live like that.
所以我非常的敬重这些人，我也想知道怎样来过一个信心的生活。
Like most of you, I am an outsider to this kind of lifestyle.
像你们这中的大多数人一样，我也是一个这种信心生活的局外人。
So we're going to look at some texts today and ask a few questions.
所以我们今天会来学习一些经文，来回答几个问题。
Let's read together from Mark 6:7-8.
我们一起读经马可福音第六章七到十一节。
You may read in Chinese or you may read in English. We're going to read in Chinese.
中文或者英文都可以。
耶稣叫了十二个门徒来。差遣他们两个两个的出去，也赐给他们权柄制服污鬼，并且嘱咐他们行路的时候不要带食物和口袋，腰带里也不要带钱，除了拐杖之外什么都不要带，只要穿鞋，也不要穿两件褂子。又对他们说，你们无论到何处，进了个人家就住在那里，直到离开那地方。何处的人不接待你们，不亲你们，你们离开那里的时候，就把脚上的尘土跺下去，再对他们做见证。 Okay, thank you. From this text, we see that The disciples of Jesus are asked to lead a life of faith.
从这些经文我们看得出来，耶稣要他的门徒过一个信心的生活。
When they go out to teach, they are not to bring with them anything but the clothes on their back, the sandals on their feet, and a staff to beat away wild animals.
当他们出去这个传道的时候，除了身上的衣服、脚上的鞋和防备野外动物的拐杖以外，没有准备任何别的东西。
When Jesus called Peter, he said, "I will make you fisher of men."
当耶稣呼召彼得的时候，他说，我也叫你得人如得鱼。
But never did he say that any of the disciples will have worldly wealth.
他从来没有跟门徒说，你们会得世上的财富。
Instead, he said, "Take up your cross and follow me."
他说的是说，背起十字架来跟随我。
And the Son of Man had no place to lay his head.
人子没有枕头的地方。
It is clear that the disciples of Jesus were asked to lead a life of faith.
看起来主教门徒们过一个信心的生活。
So the first question we'll have to ask is, what does it mean to lead a life of faith?
所以我们问的第一个问题是，什么是过信心的生活？
Oh, sorry, I always forget to use my own slides. Okay, so here is what we come up with justright now, and then we will go into look at the details. Having what God wants us to have and nothing more.
这是我给的定义，就是除了神要给我们的，不去赚取多余的。
The disciples of Jesus were promised three things when they as they go out to teach.
当主的门徒出去传道的时候，耶稣应许三件事情。
First of all, they were promised partners in ministry, a Christian community.
第一，应许是主内的弟兄姐妹的支持。
Because Jesus sent them out two by two.
主差传他们出去两个两个的出去。
God promised that when His people serve Him, they would never be alone.
神应许说服侍他的人不会孤单。
When Elijah cried out to God and said that he's all alone, God says to him, "There are 7,000 people who worship the Lord out there that he doesn't know of."
当先知以利亚向神哭嚎说只剩下他一个人的时候，神告诉他还有他并不知道的7000人也在敬拜主。
When Moses was burdened with the heavy load of tasks, God gave him 70 elders to help him.
当摩西觉得负担太重，神赐给他70个长老做帮手。
When we serve him, God promises that we will never be alone.
当我们服侍的时候，神应许我们不会孤单。
We will always have co-workers.
我们总会有同工
people who are on our side
在我们的身边。
Do you feel lonely?
你觉得孤单吗？
Someone is praying for you.
有人正在为你祷告。
I can say this confidently because I have faith in the way God does things.
我很确信这一点，因为我知道神，我信神做事的方式。
We shall never be in the want of Christian support.
我们必不至缺乏主内的支持。
The second blessing that the disciples were given was the spiritual authority.
第二个从神来的祝福就是属灵的权柄。
Jesus gave them authority over impure spirits.
神给他们制服污鬼的权柄。
When Jesus sent out his disciples, he didn't give them money or any material resources.
当神差传他们的门徒，并没有给他们钱财或这些物质的资源。
But God gave them power to cast out demons.
反而给他们赶鬼的能力。
Spiritual powers always show up when there's material lack.
在物质短缺的时候，属灵的能力就会彰显。
When people had nothing but 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, Jesus fed 5,000 men.
当人们只有五饼二鱼的时候，耶稣喂饱了5000人。
When Peter spent all night fishing and caught nothing, Jesus said, "Come, cast your net again," and he caught 153 fishes.
当彼得整夜撒网一无所获的时候，耶稣来叫他再撒一次。
然后就得到了153条鱼，
收获了153条鱼。
When there is a material lack, that's when we have to trust God and His provision, and that's when we get to witness the power of God.
当物质缺乏的时候，正是我们信靠神的供应的时候，也正是我们见证神大能的时候。
Thirdly, for the disciples,
第三
，they were not supposed to have access, but God will provide what they need by working together all the resources in the world.
Sorry.
神没有给他们多余的东西，但是全世界的资源都在神的掌控跟调配当中，随时供应他们的需要。God is the owner of everything.
神是万有的主宰。
To us, it may look like somebody else owns it.
从人来看，好像人拥有某些东西。
But that's only because God is allowing them to be temporary stewards.
那只是说神允许他们成为暂时的管家。
Very often, God will move resources from one place to another through the hands of loving Christians.
神经常就是把资源从一个地方挪到另外一个地方。有时候当然是从这个爱主的人的手中。
When I was pregnant with Keith, I received so much second-hand baby clothes, toys, bouncers, crib, bassinet, nursing pillow, you name it.
当 Sarah 怀她儿子的时候，她收到很多这些二手的小孩的衣服呀、玩具呀，甚至这些婴儿床、枕头各样的东西。
God can work through the hands of the loving Christians who answer His call.
神可以通过回应他呼召的爱主的基督徒来做工。
So Jesus told His disciples, just live with whoever that will host them.
耶稣告诉他的门徒，只要与招待他们的人同住。
Because God can utilize all the resources in the world to meet our needs.
因为上帝可以用世上所有的资源来满足我们的需要。
When Jesus sent Peter to go prepare for the Passover meal, Peter and John to go prepare for the Passover meals, they were told to just go inside a city, meet a person who's carrying a water jar. This person will lead them to a house, and the owner of that house will prepare for them everything they need.
所以当耶稣派彼得和约翰去准备逾越节的筵席的时候，他们被告知说要进城去遇见一个带水罐的男人。也会他们就会带他们进一间房间，房子的主人就会他们预备一切。
It's a lot like being a diamond member of a hotel chain.
这就像一个连锁酒店的暂时会员一样。
Whichever city you go, you get to live in one of these nice hotels.
无论你去哪个城市，你都可以留在这些很好的酒店。
That's why Jesus told his disciples not to take money, food, or extra clothes.
这就是为什么主耶稣告诉他的门徒不要带钱、食物或者额外的衣服。
It's a bit like carrying a credit card around.
这就像你带着这个信用卡一样。
You're not going to have a backpack full of things because wherever you go, wherever there's chase, okay, for me, I can withdraw money, right? Or use the credit card.
所以你不需要带包，你就只是到每到一个地方就可以去一次银行直接去取钱就行了。
So God is the owner of all the resources in the world.
上帝是这个万有的这个主宰。
Because when the disciples start to collect excess, there is no end.
一旦这些门徒开始准备这些额外的，那就恐怕就没有尽头了。
Once they start focusing on preparing for themselves, they will not be able to focus on the work.
一旦他们开始专注于那准备这些额外的东西，他们就无法专注于这个主的事工。
So have clothes, a staff, shoes, sandals. Those are all you need.
所以就是有这些衣服这些拐杖、凉鞋，基本的需要，这就够了。
So what does it mean then for us 21st century Christians living in the United States?
所以那这对我们活在这个今天这21世纪的美国的基督徒来说意味着什么呢？
What does it mean to have what God wants us to have and nothing more?
对我们来说，除了神要给我们的不去赚取多余的意味着什么呢？
To answer this question, I offer a few areas of contemplation.
为了回答这个问题，我提供一些参考。
These are the questions we can ask ourselves.
我们可以问自己。
Do we think that if we don't do our absolute best on making money, our family will suffer?
我们想，如果我们不全力赚钱的话，家人就会受苦吗？
This is a concept issue.
这个是
一个概念的问题。Okay, do we have fear for the future when it comes to financial stability?
我们会担心就未来的财务的稳定状况吗？
And do we work so much that we often cannot commit to serving God more with our time?
我们是否没有时间来参与服事？
I'm not saying it's wrong to plan ahead.
我并不是说提前计划是不对的。
And it's not wrong to work for our families.
其实为我们的家庭努力是应该的。
But when our planning ahead and working hard becomes fear, it will paralyze us to trust God's provision.
但是当我们因为恐惧而去规划、去努力工作的时候，这个时候会让我们麻木而不能相信上帝的供应。
And when we are not able to trust God's provision, we fall into the trap of working hard and yet still cannot have contentment and fulfillment.
当我们不能相信上帝的供应的时候，我们就陷入了一种努力的陷阱，尽管努力，但仍然无法实现和满足。
And that's not what God wants us to have.
这不是神要我们拥有的。
He wants us to do our best and then leave the rest up to Him.
他希望我们尽力做好我们自己，剩下的这个交托给神。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 31 to 33.
马太福音六章三十一节到三十三节说。
Let's read together. 所以不要忧虑
说
吃什么、
吃什么、喝
什
么、穿
什
么，
这都是外邦
人
所
求
的。
你
们
需用
的
这
一切
东
西，
你
们
的
天
父
是
知
道
的。
你
们
要先
求
他
的
国和
他
的
义。这些
东
西
都要
加
给
你
们
了。
Thank you. Now, what here it says that these pagan people they ask for material things.
这里说外邦人他们是他们要这些物质的东西。
Pagans are people who worship but don't know the one true God. Maybe they worship some other idols.
这些异教徒只是说他们只是敬拜，他们也不知道敬拜是什么。
Jesus tells us that.People who don't know God for who He is run after these material things.
耶稣告诉我们说，这些不认识神本心的人，他们会追逐这些物质的东西。
If anyone comes to God and asks for nothing but to be blessed in worldly blessings, be they wealth, success, or fame, then he is missing out big time.
如果这些人来到上帝面前，只要在世俗的事情中得到祝福。那无论这些事情是财富、成功还是荣誉，那么他就错得离谱。
Because worldly wealth is nothing to God.
因为这些世俗的财富对神来说算不了什么。
There's no difficulty for him whatsoever to make a person rich should he chooses to do so.
如果神选择这样做呢
？That lasts into eternity.
但上帝真正的祝福是存到永远的东西。
Here I want you to look at.These are God's true blessings.
现在请看这些这是上帝真正的祝福。
Our salvation.
我们的救恩。
Joy and peace in all circumstances.
喜乐和在任何情况下都能够持有的和平。
And a life that serves and honors God.
侍奉和荣耀神的生活。
Bring others to Christ.
带人信主。
And good relationships with people.
与人为善。
When we approach the throne of God.Have we received these things?
当我们来到神的宝座时，我们会有这些东西吗？
我们已经得到这些东西了吗 ？Are we stuck in asking God to bless our grades and bless our work and how much money we make?
还是我们还在要求上帝保守我们的成绩、工作或者事业
？So the first question we asked was, what does it mean for us to lead a life of faith?
所以第一个问题是，第二个问题就是说，为什么耶？
第一个。我这 recap. The first question was, what does it mean?
第一个就是过一个信心的生活对我们的意味着什么
？Yeah. Okay. The second question is, why does Jesus want us to lead a life of faith?
为什么耶稣要我们过一个信心
？We're now going to read from Mark chapter 8.
下面我们读马可福音第八章。
Let's read. 他就离开他们，
又上
船往海那边去了。
门
徒忘了带
饼，
在船上除了
一个
饼，没有别的食物。耶稣嘱咐他们说：“你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人的笑和西律的笑。”他们彼此议论说：“这是因为我们没有饼吧？”
耶稣
看出来，就
说：“
你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？你们的心
是
愚顽吗？你们
有
眼睛
看不
见
吗？
有耳朵听不见吗？也不记得吗？”我掰开那五个饼分给五千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少篮子呢？他们说十二个。又掰开那七个饼分给四千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少筐子呢？他们说七个。耶稣说，你们还是不明白吗？ Now I imagine Jesus' tone of voice was a bit harsh.
现在我想象耶稣的语气有一点的苛刻。
He was rebuking the disciples for even worrying about food.
他在责备门徒们还在担心食物。
He was trying to warn the disciples about the hypocrisy of Pharisee and the immorality of Herod, but the disciples were missing the point.
试着警告门徒们这个法利赛人的虚伪和心律的这些不道德，但是门徒们不明白。
They thought Jesus was pointing out the lack of food because they had forgot to bring more food.
他们以为耶稣说的是缺乏食物，因为他们忘记带吃的。
And Jesus was surprised that they were even thinking about food.
耶稣觉得很诧异，说他们还在谈论食物。
He thought that by this time they should have known that they never have to worry about food.
耶稣认为到了这个时候，他们应该知道，他们永远不会再担心食物了。
Jesus asked them, "Do you remember the time when I fed the 5,000?"
耶稣问他们说：“你记得我喂5,000人的时候吗
？”Remember the time when I fed the 4,000?
记得我喂饱4,000人的时候吗
？Remember how much was left over?
那记得还剩下多少吗
？Why are you still talking about the lack of food?
为什么你还在谈论食物的缺乏呢
？You'll never have to worry as long as you're with me.
只要你跟我在一起，你就不用担心。
As long as we are with Jesus, we never have to worry about the lack when it comes to material things.
只要我们与基督同在，我们就永远不用担心物质的缺乏。
These are not things that we need to ask for.
这是不是我们寻求的
？We were told to seek for His kingdom and His righteousness.
耶稣让我们说，先求他的国和义。
So ask God to make us great preachers of the gospel.
求神使我们成为福音的传道人。
Ask God to make us fishers of men.
求神让我们得人如得鱼。
Ask God to develop and grow our spirituality and our characters.
求神让我们的灵命和品格能够成长。
Ask God to use us to show His love to the world.
让上帝使用我们来表现他对这个世界的爱。
God has enough power to grant bigger and better things than merely material blessings.
上帝有足够的能力来给予比物质的祝福更大更好的东西。
God wants us to lead a life of faith because that's how we experience where the true treasure lies.
上帝希望我们过一个信心的生活，因为这是我们如何体验真正的宝藏所在。
To be connected to that source of all power and blessing.
体验与所有的能力和祝福的泉源连接在一起。
To see God's power in action through us and people around us.
体验通过我们和我们周围的人来见证神的能力在做工。
Now, when it's all said and done, we still have to face the fact that we are living in this physical world.
说完这些，我们还是要面对现实，我们生活在这个物质的世界。
We have our human limitations.
我们作为人的局限。
We will have fears and weaknesses.
我们会有恐惧和软弱。
Our eyes will be focused on what we need, what we lack instead of what we have.
我们的眼睛时常会盯在我们所缺乏的，而不是我们所拥有的。
Which brings us to the third question.
这个我们带来第三个问题。
How can we beat out the fear and start living a life of faith?
我们如何战胜恐惧过一个信心的生活。
Let's start by asking the question, how did the disciples beat out their fear?
那我们问这样一个问题，那这些门徒们是他们怎么战胜恐惧的？
We were reading from Matthew chapter 6, only until verse 11. But after that, in verse 12 to 13, says that the disciples, they went out and preached that people should repent.
我们刚才读到的马太福音六章十一节，接下来十二节、十三节说，这些门徒们就出去传道，叫人悔改。
They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them.
赶出许多的鬼，用油抹了许多病人，治好他们。
They really obeyed instructions and went out to preach.
他们的确服从了主的命令，出去传道。
How did they cast away their fear?
他们怎么来克服这些恐惧的呢？
It was just as unreasonable and illogical to travel without food and extra clothes then as it is today.
就像今天一样去没有食物、没有额外的衣服去旅行，也是一样不合理、不合逻辑的。
The disciples will have the same fears and same questions that we do.
这些那个时代的门徒也和我们现在一样，有同样的担心，也 也有恐惧的。
Why didn't they say to Jesus, Lord, what you're asking is too much?
他们为什么不对耶稣说，主啊，你要的太多了。
We need to bring some food for our trip.
我们需要为旅行准备食物。
We need to have backpack to put our extra clothes in it.
我们需要这个背包来带上额外的衣服。
And above all else, we need money.
最重要的是我们需要钱。
What Mark was trying to tell us through the arrangement of events in his gospel is that Jesus has lordship over everything.
马可正是通过安排这些发生的事件来告诉我们，一切都在耶稣的主权之下。
Last week, Donald talked about how Jesus taught the parables first, and then he performed a series of miraculous signs.
上个星期Donald 讲到了耶稣先是用比喻来教导，然后行了一系列的神迹。
He first calmed the storm, casted out demons, and then healed the sick and resurrected the dead.
他平静了风浪，赶鬼，医治病人，并且让死人复活。
So for us who are reading Mark's Gospel, it is after Jesus performed all these miracles that he asked his disciples to go out and preach and take nothing else.
所以现在我们正在读马可福音，那是在耶稣行了这些神迹之后，他要求他的门徒出去到村里面去传道。
然后什么都不带。First he shows them that he is powerful and trustworthy, and then he asks the question, will you trust me?
首先他向他们表明他耶稣是有能力和值得信靠的，然后他问，你信我吗？
God understands our weaknesses.
神明白我们的软弱。
First he shows that he is faithful, then he asks us, he invites us to trust him.
他表明他是信实的，然后他邀请我们相信他。
When God delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, he showed them the 10 plagues.
在神将以色列人带出埃及的时候，他首先通过十灾向他们显示了神的能力。
This is God's concession to human weakness.
这是上帝体恤人的软弱。
We are invited to witness His power first.
我们受主的邀请来首先来见证他的能力。
And indeed, we can see His power not only in history recording of this book, but through the Christian history since Jesus went up to heaven.
确实，我们可以看到，在主耶稣升天以后。他的全能不仅仅彰显在这本书的历史记录，也在整个基督徒的历史中。
God has shown himself to be faithful and kind throughout history.
在整个历史中，神向显示出来他是信实的，是仁慈的。
As well as individual Christian lives.
也在个人的基督徒的生活中做的彰显。
That's how the disciples gained confidence.
这就是当时门徒怎么来获得的信心。
And that's how we can gain confidence.
也是我们可以如此来获得信心。
Is to look at what he has done before.
这就是看神以前的作为。
What has God done for us in the past?
那神又为你做了些什么？
Do you remember?
你还记得吗？
Jesus' disciples went through hardships to preach the gospel boldly because they can never forget what Jesus had done for them.
耶稣的门徒历尽艰辛去放胆宣讲神的福音，因为他们永远不会忘记主耶稣为他们所做的事情。
They can never forget the miracles that they witnessed.
他们永远不会忘记他们亲眼目睹的神迹。
And most of all, they cannot forget what the way Jesus appeared to them after he resurrected from the dead.
最重要的是他们不能够忘记在主耶稣从死里复活以后向他们如何的显现。
So what else is there to be afraid of?
那还有别的什么东西可以担心的呢？
Jesus is inviting us to lead a life of faith.
耶稣邀请我们过一个信心的生活。
That means a life with no fear for the future.
那意味着不用为未来担心。
No fear for financial stability.
也不用担心财务的稳定。
No fear to share what you have with others.
不用担心而可以和别人分享。
We can be free to sponsor children in poverty.
我们可以资助那些贫困的儿童。
Be free to shop ethically.
也可以也不用贪图便宜。
Be free to use our resources to make this world a better place.
我们可以自由使用我们的资源来让这个世界能够变得更美好。
For a lot of people, in the beginning, it's God's blessing that attracted us to Him.
对许多人而言，在刚开始的时候是上帝的祝福。 来吸引了我们来救他。
When we come to him as spiritual babies,
当我们作为属灵的婴儿时
，we always wish that he will grant our wishes according to the way we want it.
我们希望神能够按照我们想要的方式来成全我们。
But God's goodness is infinite.
但是神的恩典和良善是无限的。
And he wants us to experience in a deeper way.
他希望我们能够更深入地体验他。
When we're spiritual babies, we receive tangible and visible blessings from God.
当我们是属灵的宝宝的时候，我们从上帝得到的是有形的和可见的祝福。
But when we become adults in the Lord,
当我们在主里变成成年人的时候
，we're called to greater and deeper things.
神呼召我们去做更大、更属灵的事情。
We're called to trust God no matter what.
神呼召我们无论任何时候都可以信靠神。
We're called to look beyond the worldly things.
神呼召我们去超越世俗的祝福。
We're called to serve God, leading a life of faith.
神呼召我们去服侍神，过一个信心的生活。
Like Peter, we're called to step out of the boat.
就像彼得一样，我们受呼召去离开这个船。
There's a very good book called If You Want to Walk on Water, You've Got to Step Out of the Boat.
有一本书是这个约翰写的，就叫《行在水面上》。说的是，如果你想在水上走，你必须走出船来。
It's not the John of the Bible. It's another pastor by the name of John Orberg. Okay, I recommend this book.
我向你们推荐这本书。
And the idea is that before you can experience God's power and provision directly, you need to take some risks.
所以要点就是说，在你可以直接体验神的能力和供应之前，你需要勇于承担风险。
Now everyone's situation is different.
那每个人的情况当然不一样。
So the life of faith will look different for everyone.
所以信心的生活对每个人而言可以会有所不同。
Perhaps for one person, it means to work less hours and serve God more.
对一个人来说，这可能意味着就是减少工作的时间。来服侍神更多。
And maybe for another person, it means to go volunteer in a nursing home, the hospital, or homeless shelter for a couple hours a week.
对另外一个人而言，可能意味着要在这些疗养院、医院或者这些无家可归的住所中多做义工。
Maybe for another person, it means to starting sponsor a child in poverty through World Vision.
对另外一个人而言，可能意味着开始通过世界宣明会资助一些贫穷的孩子。
Perhaps for yet another person, it means start getting into the habit of tithing faithfully every month.
对另外一个人呢，这可能意味着就是开始习惯每个月做十一奉献。
Malachi 3:10.
马拉基书第三章十节。
Let's read together.
我们来一起读经。
万军之耶和华说，你们要
将
当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你们，甚至无处可容。 God commanded us to offer up 10% of our income to him so the ministry of the gospel could be furthered.
神会悦纳我们的十一奉献来进一步扩展神的福音。
Perhaps for some people this is a step of faith.
也许对某些人而言，这就是信心跨越的一步。
Let me bring your attention to two things.
请注意两件事情。
Number one, all we have are from God.
我们一切所有的都是神给予的。
God is the owner.
上帝是主人。
We are the temporary stewards.
我们只是神的临时的管家。
It's not that we're giving God 10% of what we own, but that God owns all 100% of it, and He's good and kind. He's letting us use 90% of it.
不是我们给神我们拥有的十分之一。而是上帝拥有全部100%，出于他的恩典和仁慈，他让我们使用他的90%。
Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it."
诗篇24篇第一节，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
The second point is that.
其次。
Having us tithe the 10% is God's way of showing us how faithful He is.
神让我们十一奉献是神彰显他信实的方式。
Because we were just reading Malachi 3:10 that He will open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that there will be no room enough to store it.
我们刚才读的马拉基书里面说， 神会敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，你们甚至无处可容。
God says, "Test me."
神说，试试我。
The God who owns everything is inviting us to test Him and see that He is good.
拥有一切的神正在邀请我们测试他，看看他的良善。
Let us answer His call and start living a life of faith.
让我们回应神的呼召，开始过一个信心的生活。
Can I have Timothy come up and lead the response hymn, and then we will have the communion.
那请提摩太来带我们唱回应诗歌，然后我们领圣餐。
谢谢 Sarah 姐妹分享神的话，还有文君的第一次为我们翻译。我们刚唱过的诗歌《奔跑不放弃》，我们一同起立。每个狂风暴雨里，你同在那里；每个恩典，每个难处低谷里，你恩典在那里。他是以马内利的上帝。每个狂风暴雨里，你同在哪里？每个难处低谷里，你恩典在哪里？每个伤心失望里，你爱我爱到底。在你爱的光中，我得着能力。我爱你，我爱你，用尽我全心全意全力，荣耀高举你的名，我跟随不怀疑。我爱你，用尽我全心全意全力，在这爱的路程里，我奔跑不放弃。我们再唱一次。每个狂风暴雨里，你同在哪里？每个难处低谷里，你恩典在哪里？每个伤心失望里，你爱我爱到底。在你爱的光中，我得着能力。向主说，我爱你，用尽我全心全意全力，荣耀高举你的名，我跟随不怀疑。我爱你，用尽我全心全意全力，在这爱的路程里，我奔跑不放弃。在这爱的路程里，我奔跑不放弃。 请坐，我们预备我们的心来领受主餐。
It is the Lord's teaching for us to break bread and remember His death for us on the cross.
Is this the Lord's teaching for us to break bread and remember His death for us on the cross? Is this the
Lord's teaching for us to break bread and remember His death for us on the cross? Is this the Lord's teaching for us to break bread This is His body.
对我们这个信主接受主的人而言，我们这个领圣餐是纪念，这是主的身体。
Let me read from 1 Corinthians 11:23.
我们读哥林多前书11:23。
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
So if you have already received Jesus as your Savior, let us partake this bread together.
如果你已经接受主，做你的救主，那请你来一起和我们擘饼。
But if you have not received Jesus as your Savior and you don't understand the meaning of this communion, would you please pass the plate along when it comes to you?
如果你还没有接受主做你的救主，也没有明白它的意义，就请你就是让这个饼饼和杯从你那传过去。
May I have Moses and John and Yongfen come up?
请摩西、永芬和志强来一起。
Can I have Yongfen pray for the bread?
主耶稣，我们感谢你，谢谢你这样的爱我们，谢谢你在十字架上破碎你的身体，为了救赎我们的罪。真的是愿主保守我们每一个人，让我们活在你的恩典里面，也纪念主耶稣所为我们所做的牺牲，让我们真的是能够过一个信心的生活。因为主，你要我们要全尽心尽意尽力爱你，愿主真的是祝福我们每一个人，让我们真的是也能够信心坚固，走在奔着天路上，也加添我们的爱心，让我们也愿意走出去，把你的爱传给周围的人，让更多的人来领受主你的祝福和恩典，以及赐给我们的永生。真是感谢主，这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Let's take this time to give thanks and to confess our sins to our Lord Jesus Christ.When you have received it, please hold on to it and we will partake together. Please wait for one another. Let us receive this bread together. Fan Ho, you join on that bay like show. Jer Bay Shion with the Shir, so lead the Xin Yue. You may make Fong Ho the Shaho, Yao Ru Tsi Xin, whether she Jin Yan Wu. In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. 请摩西为杯来祷告。
爱的主，我们感谢你，我们每一起来到主你自己的座子的面前，主你的爱在一起活化在我们的面前，我们看到当我们还做罪人的时候，你就为我们死，你的宝血为我们流。就当我们每一起站在被你的爱来提醒的时候，我们再一起回到主啊，你所要求我们的就是对你有哪一份简单的信心，也不是我们可以，那是神你自己能够。让我们这样可以来到主你跟前，我们不单只凭着信来得到这个救恩，我们以信以及信的生活可以荣耀你的名，对照这个世界上面，我们懂得怎么来做一个有信心来跟随你的，因为你是信实的，你的恩典你的情爱什么没办法想象，让我们可以凭着信心来向你汲取这个能力，让我们每一天的生活里面，我们来寻求神在我们身上的旨意，让我们可以完成神在我们身上所定的旨意。感谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。Partake together. Shall we stand? Let's sing the doxology. 我们唱三一颂。受神的祝福，愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠赐给我们信心的生活，愿天父上帝的慈爱帮助我们勇敢地走出去，愿圣灵的感动与交通常常带领我们在主里面夸胜。 May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us always. Amen. 大家请坐， Please be seated. Can I have the chairperson? Thank you.
Welcome to the Eugene Chinese Christian Church to worship our Lord. Next we are going to welcome the first time a comer.
从我的左手边开始吧。如果说你是第一次来的话，就请你站起来，简单介绍一下你的名字和从哪里来。
On the left side, if you are the first time to come here, please introduce yourself briefly, where your name and where you are from.
欢迎，欢迎你。啊，还有几位新来的是吧？
欢迎，欢迎。欢迎你。
重庆。
欢迎。四川人又多了三个。
左手边还有没有第一次来的？
Anyone else the first time on the left side?
那右手边呢？有没有新？
On our right side, anyone the first time?
欢迎每一位。有一个几个简单的报告事项。
We have a few announcements.
就是说每个礼拜早晨我们都会有这个就是说停车位的问题，就是说教会旁边这个小的停车场是留给Emerald 的这个年长的会友使用的。
Please be noted that the small parking lot in front of the church is reserved for the elder people in our neighboring Emerald church.
我们就是主要是使用这个南有金高中的停车场。
Please try to park your car in the South Eugene. It's free.
第二个就是说，学生的退休会将会在4月7号到9号，在那个Lincoln City 举行。
So student